Blog Talk Radio.
You've always been a friend of mine, and that's the way we'll be till the day I die. Yeah, it's good to know you're on my side. Now you know she's leaving me, and I need your help to make her see. So turn on your charm and let it shine. 'Cause you've always been the one who could make her stay around. So when she gets to the city limit sign, don't let me down. Oh, Laredo, don't let her go. Just take her by the heart and let the wheels turn slow. And the long, long talks by the water's edge, with her feet hanging off the Cane Creek Bridge. And bring to mind the first kiss we shared at the old town square when she drives down there. 'Cause that's a day she said she could never forget. And keep the nights by the candlelight as an ace in the hole. 'Cause those are nights of passion that I know will bring her home. Oh, Laredo, don't let her go. Just take her by the heart and let the wheels turn slow. Oh, Laredo, you're my only hope. So get her back to the day we met.
Pleased to be joined today by a singer-songwriter, Lauren Dene. And as always, I've got a lovely and talented co-host, Emily, today with me. Hey, Em.
Hey. Okay, everyone. What's up? So let me preface this whole thing by saying that I have this stroke of genius. That's what we're going to call it. Nobody's probably listening anyway. So we have this stroke of genius that, hey, I know Lauren, so let's bring her on the show. And I asked her if she wanted to come on, and she said yes. And I know her from where I lived before, because you guys and I just moved. I know her from Ohio, and we had acting together and everything. So, yeah, we're super excited. And I'll shut up now.
Yep.
I love how you just said yep. That's my way of telling me to shut up.
Emily scheduled this and booked this all herself, didn't you, Em?
Without telling Cody. And I was like, hey, we have a show Saturday night. He's like, oh, really?
I was like,
okay.
Okay, whatever.
Sure, whatever.
And without without further ado, let's bring on Lauren Denae to the show. Hey, Lauren, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm pretty good.
Laying in my bed.
I appreciate you taking the time to come on and chat with us today. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's no problem. I'm really excited.
You know.
Yes, me too. Okay.
I think I'm going to let...
Okay, Cody, I'll shut my mouth.
I think I'm going to let Emily take over this one today since the two of you know each other pretty well. So, Em, how about it?
Okay, so basically, for anyone who's never listened to us before, that's Cody's way of saying, I'm going to just sit here and listen for the next 30 minutes. Okay, so we'll start off with, tell everyone about your EP and your YouTube channel and all that fun stuff so they can find you.
Well, I go by the name Lauren Denae, which is just my first and my middle name. And I just graduated in June, and for a graduation present, I got the privilege of going to a recording studio to lay down a few tracks. I don't have much original material right now, so I just did three of my favorite songs that were by other artists. And so if you go on YouTube, you can search Fix You Lauren Denae Cover, and you'll see my music video. And if you go to... If you just search Lauren Denae, I have a YouTube channel that has videos of my performances and live shows and stuff like that. And
awesome.
My EP is available on bandcamp.com. If you just search for my name, you should be able to find it, and it's completely free to download.
Awesome. Okay, the people who listen to us on a regular basis are really good about doing stuff like that because they always support everyone that comes on, so... Okay, let's see. What should we talk about? We have so much to talk about, I feel like. Cody, pick something. Get me on a subject, and then we'll just go.
on a bit of a side note here, I did check out your Fix You cover, and you're a incredibly talented young lady.
Thank you very much.
That's like one of my favorite songs ever, and Cody knows why, and I'm pretty sure once I say it, Lauren will know why, but okay. I didn't know that song until like Dancing with the Stars, season 15, and then Kelly Val danced to that song, and that's what I always associate it with. Now when it comes on Shuffle, I like die a little inside because of like good times. No, okay, because, you know, we were in school when that was happening, so... Lauren and I used to always talk about this in class. That was basically what we did in class, was talk about Dancing with the Stars and how we want to marry Derek Huff.
Yes.
That's all we ever did. Okay, so...
Oh, another marriage proposal. Oh, Lord.
And I did not ask him to marry me. Thank you very much, Cody. Shut up. And I'm not proposing to anybody else on this show because I do that enough. And they don't listen anyway. It's not a big deal. Okay, so... Let's talk about, okay, so you write your own music, you sing, and you're a photographer. So tell everyone where they can find, if they want to book a session with you and what kind of, you know, stuff you mainly do with photography. Like, what's your focus?
Well, I literally just got started. I got my camera in November last year. So I got my camera. I had no idea what I was doing. I was just like, I'm just going to take some pictures that look cool. And, I mean, literally, when I started, I would shoot on automatic settings, so it wasn't anything special. And then I started to trial and error with a lot of stuff, and I learned a lot from that. And then I sat down for about 10 minutes with a really dear friend of mine. It's actually a friend of mine. I used to be in a band, and one of my friends from the band, his mom's a photographer. And so I sat down for about 10 minutes, literally, in Starbucks with her. And she basically, like, walked me through the basics of photography stuff. And that was, like, all I've just kind of grown from there. And I don't know. I'm always learning. I have a lot of new things that I'm trying to figure out. And I actually just got a bunch of new equipment for my birthday. I got a new lens yesterday, which I was, like, so excited for because it's, like, a really nice lens. And it was a gift And so I was really excited about that. But I'm very fortunate to have a lot of people in my life who support me in what I do. And so, like, with my photography stuff, people will just, at the drop of the hat, let me do shoots for them, and I do them for free for a lot of people because I'm trying to gain experience. But literally just, it's becoming a business by word of mouth. Like, you do a photo shoot for one person, and hundreds of other people see your pictures, and then they come back and ask, and blah, blah, blah. So now I'm doing, Sunday I have a shoot for a couple's one-year anniversary photos, and I was supposed to be doing an engagement shoot Friday, and I thought it was going to rain, and then it didn't, so I canceled for nothing. But literally, it just kind of, business kind of brings itself in, which is really cool. You can find my photography page on Facebook if you just search Photography by Lauren Danae, and I've only done a few shoots, but what I've done so far, you can see up on my page.
Awesome. You know, and we say this to every guest we have on. We will be more than willing to promote anything you do through the
show,
through Twitter,
through everything.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. Through everything, we will be more than willing to help. Get your name out there.
Yeah,
thank you.
Everybody that comes on, once we meet them, well, I mean, I already knew you, but, like, once we have people on our show, we totally pimp out everything they do. Like,
absolutely.
Now, we had a guest on a few months ago, Mary Beth Evans, we had her on, and now every time her fan page tweets, I get a notification so I can share it and, like, get the word out, because she doesn't tweet, so, like, it's her fan page. So I get all that stuff out. We do it for everybody. I have, like, 5 million people's notifications on, but everybody that's on our show or has been on our show will get some major pimping on Twitter. I feel like that's the only word for it. Like, I feel like that's not the most appropriate word to use, but it's, like, the only one I can think of. So we're just going to call it that. Okay, Cody, do you want to ask your fun questions? Because I know you have, like, a list.
I always do.
See?
And these questions pretty much stay the same for every guest, basically. But
he got one of them from me. He stole it.
Pretty much. What's currently on your DVR, and what music are you listening to right now?
You want to know both DVR and music?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, well, fun fact, I don't have cable, so I don't have a DVR.
Oh, that's easy.
But I watch a lot of Netflix. I've been watching Cake Boss lately.
Cake Boss is amazing.
That's
what
my
guilty
pleasure.
I guess Thursday. I said the same thing, didn't she, Emily?
Oh, who? No, it was Tuesday,
Brittany.
Not Thursday. Don't confuse me. Was it Thursday?
Oh, yeah. It was last Tuesday.
She didn't have cable either. She didn't even have a TV in her house. I was like, what do you do with your time?
Oh my goodness, I can't imagine.
She didn't even have a TV. Like, it's one thing to not have cable, but she didn't even own a television. And I was like, and she doesn't really like Twitter or Facebook. She just uses it because she asks you. I'm like, how do you get your information? You don't have TV. You don't use the internet unless forced. Like, we could be having a hurricane and you wouldn't know. Well, we don't have hurricanes. I don't know. Whatever.
Anyway.
I'll shut up. Okay.
What kind of
music?
Music are you listening to right now?
Oh my lord, that is such a loaded question. Being a musician, trying to narrow down music selections is so hard. But my favorite band is The Fray. I absolutely
love
them. I just got their new album. Helios. Mm-hmm. I actually haven't listened to the whole thing yet. I got the actual, like, hard copy of a CD because I guess I'm old-fashioned and people still do that these days.
I do it,
but,
too. You're not that alone.
Me too.
But my favorite thing I use for music is Spotify. I absolutely love Spotify.
Me too.
I pay for the $10 premium a month, but I can't stand the commercials, and so I like have a bunch of different playlists, and my music taste is just all over the place.
Oh, mine is too.
Fun fact for everyone out there, Spotify, if you use Spotify, I didn't know this, so I paid for the premium thing too, so I was making a playlist for a road trip, and it ended up with like 1,000 songs on it, and it wouldn't work without Wi-Fi, and I was like, let me sync this to my phone. That takes space, everyone. That took like 3 gigabytes, and it was like, iPhone is out of space, and I was like, why is iPhone out of space? What did I do? Then I realized Spotify did it, so for anyone out there, don't do that.
I've done that before. I have so many, like, you know how you can check the play offline option. I have so many playlists. Like, one of my playlists has, like, 300-something songs in it, and it's just, it's not even, I wouldn't even call it a playlist, because it's literally just, if I like a song that I hear somewhere,
you
I
put
just
it
put
there.
It on there.
Stick it on there, yeah.
I try to divide my, like, music into kind of, like, genre-ish playlists, but mostly it's just, like, a bunch of stuff.
I divide mine, okay, so I have, like, one playlist that started out as a road trip playlist, but then it had all the music I liked on it, so I just continually added to it. And then if a song comes on I, like, Shazam it if I don't know what it is, and then I go add it to the playlist. But I also have playlists for different TV shows, like songs that were on TV shows or songs, like, because, you know, we watched the soap, Cody and I, so... I have playlists for different soap couples, so, like, all their songs. Like, I have it meticulously organized. Just so, and then if I feel like spontaneously dying one day, I can just put on one of those playlists and just, like, wish. You know, that's what I do with my time, everyone.
That's so funny.
Anyways, tell me back to your questions, because now everybody knows my secret.
Musically speaking, Lauren, we're twins because I will listen to anything and everything. I'm a big music fan.
I mean, there are certain things that I won't listen to. Like, the only rap I listen to is, like, Christian rap, like, clean rap and stuff like that. I'm really, like, my music I listen to, I tried my best to keep my music clean and positive and uplifting and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like depressing stuff.
I'm glad you said that because I'm a big fan of music that has a good message to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what I try to do with my music. Like, I just think there's enough negative music that's highlighting things that aren't really positive, and I just want to do my best. And I mean, but also my goal is to keep it real because, like, people go through hard times and life isn't always pretty and uplifting and beautiful. And, well, I mean, life's always beautiful, but life isn't always pretty. And so I try my best to reflect struggles and stuff in a way that's real, but it's still not, I don't know the right word, but yeah.
It's not negative, but.
If you want a good uplifting song, at least for me, this always works. It's A Million Lives by Jake Miller.
I've never heard it. I'll have to look it up.
I haven't either. Cody told me to listen to it 30 times, and I never did.
Check it out, y'all.
My favorite song ever, and it's, like, so, like, just, it just, like, makes me happy. I love the song Broken Wing by Martina McBride because it's just so inspiring. She has such a powerful voice. It just makes you so happy. That's my all-time favorite song, I think. Like, I sing it in the shower. Well, no, I don't sing in the shower. I perform, and I'm pretty sure Lauren's the same way. Yeah, for sure. The shower, that's not a place to just hum. That's, like, I perform in the shower. It's part of the shower process.
Of course, I'm a fan of mainstream music, obviously. But here lately, I've been getting into the indie genre a lot, you know. I have a few friends that are indie artists up in Nashville, and I've been listening to their stuff a lot too. So I like the indie stuff.
Insert a Sahara star promotion for our girl. She's amazing. You should listen to her.
I kind of liked indie. I used to kind of like indie, and I, like, listen to it occasionally, but my boyfriend's band is more, like, indie, alternative kind of, I don't really know how I would describe them, but, and my boyfriend is into, like, indie music, and he shows me so much music, and I love it all.
You know, and here's something else for you, and it's a bit of a plug for my friend. If you want to listen to the best voice you've probably ever heard in your life, YouTube, a Sahara Star.
She's amazing. I love her.
I describe her as the best voice you've probably never heard. So
basically, like Cody, now like nobody's good enough for Cody because like he knows Sahara, and it's like thank you, Cody. Now you can't even rank close to her in Cody's mind. Like it's just pointless for me to try and find someone that
it's totally pointless at this point.
That's so funny.
But she's amazing. She's a really good singer. She sings country, kind of like pop country.
A mix of a bunch of different stuff.
Isn't she also in a band, and then she also sings by herself, or incorrect?
She's in a band.
I actually listen.
She's in a band based...
Highland Drive.
Based out of San Diego, California. Highland Drive. And she also does her solo stuff too, so.
Okay, now that we've plugged all our friends.
Yep.
Okay, well, that didn't sound right. Anyway. Emily needs to shut up. Okay, listen, what else should we talk about? Cody, keep going with your little fun stuff, because I know them, but, like, they're your questions, so you go ahead.
Because
I know pretty much everything about Lauren, because I know her, so you have a great time.
You know, I didn't really have that much stuff. I'm just enjoying a little listening to y'all talk.
Oh, wonderful. So, in other words, Emily, I don't have anything to ask, so you think of something. No, because I feel like I'm thinking, oh, I could ask that. So I'm like, no, I know that. No, because we know each other.
You know, for the sake of the listeners, ask it.
Oh. I hate when you do that to me. Why me? Like, okay, this is something that Cody always does to me. Even if he's supposed to be in charge of something, we have somebody on the show, like, not just this show, because this show I did tell him I would, like, do stuff. But last time we had a guest on where he was supposed to be interviewing them, he's, like, intros them, and then he's like, Emily, have any questions? I'm like, what? Why me? Like, why are we starting with Emily? I'm supposed to be here for the ride. I know. See, and like, that's what he does to me all the time. Like when we had an actress on a while back that he actually didn't do that, and I was like shocked. Like, wait, what? You didn't put me on the spot. Okay, so let's see. We talked about your EP. We talked about your YouTube. We talked about photography. We talked about the fact that you don't have cable, and we talked about what music you like. So what would you like to tell everyone, or what would you like everyone to know about you? What's something really important that you want everyone to know?
Well, I guess the most important piece of my life that makes all of my things work, right, is God. Like, I wouldn't have my music stuff without God. I wouldn't have my photography things without God. I do this all for him and for his honor because, I mean, my life wouldn't be the same any other way.
That was a good answer.
No. Yeah, and that answer just made my already immense respect for you just skyrocket.
Thank you.
I mean, I knew that was probably going to be the answer,
right.
But Cody didn't, so I just let him, you know.
I had no idea. You know,
yeah.
So, you know, and back to what you said about your photography becoming a business through word of mouth, this is sort of what the show is kind of morphed into, although we're not getting paid to do this.
That's so true.
I've been at this 2 years almost. It'll be 2 years and about 11 days. It'll be 2 years I've been out there.
It's 11 days. And it's mm-hmm. how many days until? And then I'll be at it. Let's see. Thursday is 6 months for me. So.
A Thursday, six
yeah.
months that Emily's
so
been
fun.
On the show with me, too. So,
it's so fun, honestly.
Mm-hmm. The point I was trying
right.
to make was you know, I never thought any of this would ever happen to me. I'm just a southern guy from Tennessee.
And now people know you.
Exactly. So, and I never thought
and now people know
any
who
of this would ever happen.
That's just amazing. Isn't it crazy?
It is kind of incredible.
Like, when somebody says something,
I mean,
like, and you're like, wait a minute, you know who I am? And it's like,
yeah.
What? Like, yeah, I understand. Well, who was it that told it? I think it was, I don't know who told us that. Remember somebody was like, yeah, Cody, you have a lot of fans over at TH.
Oh, it
was
Nathan.
Like, what?
It was Nathan. Uh-huh.
I didn't remember. I don't even remember that show. I mean, I remember he was on the show. I don't remember him
yeah.
that well.
He was the executive over at ABC.
Yeah. We have lots of callers that wanted to ask him questions. That was basically the whole show. We didn't even get to talk.
Virtually. I do remember he told me this, and you could have just knocked me over. I was like, what? He told me, of course, I told him, I was like, give my best to everybody over at General Hospital. And he's like, I'll do it. You have some big fans over there. They all love you.
Which
teachers.
Means people
I was like,
tell other people. That's just amazing.
Like,
and
are you kidding me?
I wasn't there because my call dropped. But no, okay, it's like that. Okay, that means people that we've known and talked to have told other people, and that's just amazing to me. Oh,
exactly.
Okay. Anyways.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's really, like, mind-blowing once you put anything that you consider a career or a passion into God's hands. It just kind of takes off. And that's something that's always
Absolutely.
Been really mind-blowing to me was my life
you know,
didn't really. I had a bunch of things I was interested in, but it didn't become, like, passions for me, and I didn't have direction with it until I, like, gave it to God.
And I'm still not comfortable with this because I pray the way that I was raised, but I'm still not comfortable with the fact that I have fans.
I know. It's so weird that people actually, like, are fans of our show. I'm like, you know we have
yeah,
a
I'm
show.
Like,
that's cool.
This is crazy, you know.
That's
yeah,
like that thing that no
so
one
weird.
Knows about me. It is weird. Like, people at school, because, like, I have the show, but, like, people, unless they follow me on Twitter or they know me, they don't know. So when I tell people, they're like, that's awesome. Like, how? I don't get it. And I'm like, yeah, that's the one thing that people are shocked to find out about me, that we have this show. And it's amazing to me that we have people like that download our podcast and actually want to listen to us talk, because half the time I don't want to listen to us talk. I'll just be honest. Like, half the time it's just a hot mess, and I don't even want to listen to us talk. and that people actually download this on iTunes. That surprised me, that people want – they volunteer for this.
You know,
I'm just saying. I mean, it's amazing.
What show was
I mean,
it?
I would listen to you guys talk just for the sole reason that you have Southern accents.
I didn't have one for a while, then I came back here and it came back.
Yeah.
Hey,
Yes.
What show was it where where it was just brutal, you know?
So now
that was a recap show.
That was the night after we had Kathleen Daddy on our show. We had nothing mm-hmm. to talk about. It was just brutal. Like, I was waiting for the show to end so we could all be put out of our misery. It was sad.
Yeah.
So it was like we had nothing to talk about. We just BS'd, basically. Like, that's a great term for me to use. But that's all we did
Virtually.
For 30 minutes because we had nothing to talk about. And it was like, okay, somebody please call in. Somebody please call in. Because a lot of times we have more callers than we can handle. And then sometimes it's like, the desert. So it's like somebody call in, save us from this, and nobody did. And so it was just 30 minutes of Cody and I being ridiculous.
Right,
that
exactly.
one has no downloads, in case anyone's wondering. Nobody downloaded that show, I don't think.
Actually, it does. It has three.
Oh, see, three people subjected themselves to that.
To that?
No, but...
That hot mess, I know.
It's so cool that people actually care what we do, and it's no matter what you do. Like, you know, Lauren sings, and she does photography, and we do this show and other things, of course, but it's just amazing that people care.
Yeah, it's really
it
hard.
Really is. You know, man, 30 minutes flew by, didn't it?
It's been 30 minutes. I haven't moved. That's sad. I have not moved in half an hour.
Oh, I haven't either.
I'm just laying here in my refrigerator of a bedroom because Cody, I learned something. You know, I have my air conditioner on the wall because I'm in the add-on. Like, this part of my house is an add-on. So the air conditioner unit is on my wall. So I've closed my door and turned the air on and then turned the fan on, and it makes it like a refrigerator in here. It's nice.
Nice.
Wonderful.
It's
hot
here. Lauren, I wanted to thank you again for taking 30 minutes out of your day to come on and put up with our craziness over here.
Thank you for, yes, I was just about to say, if he said thank you for chatting with us, I was going to be like, no, thank you for putting up with us for this amount of time.
For putting up with our craziness.
It was so fun.
I know, I'm so glad that we got to do this.
You have a open invitation back to the show anytime you want to. Come on in. We'd absolutely love to have you back anytime, okay?
Yes,
thank you so
much. Keep us posted on the stuff you're doing, and we'll promote it for you, and we'll bring you on. You can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call in any other time. Like, we do shows, like, twice to three times a week. So anytime we're actually having a show and you have something you want to promote, you can call in anytime.
You can call us up.
Put it out there.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, awesome.
Alright,
thank you.
I'm gonna let you go, and you have a good day, all right?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye.
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 That was interesting, wasn't it, Em?
It's always interesting, just saying. Okay, let me do my announcement reel, kids. All right.
Yes.
What's this today? Today's Saturday. We currently have no show for Tuesday night, but we will keep you posted. Thursday night, the 14th, we have Jen Lilly. Then on the 20th, we have our two-year anniversary show where we'll have lots of past guests and all of our friends joining us, which will be super fun. And we'll also be playing our own little version of the Newlywed Game, except we're not newlyweds, we're co-hosts. And I'll be taking over the studio, and Cody will have to guess who's calling in. That's super fun. Then, the week of, I don't know what week it is, Cody, in September. Is it the first week of September that you're out of town?
It's the week of the 5th, yeah.
The week of the 5th of September, Cody will be out of town, so I will most likely be joined by my guest co-host, my trusty sidekick, Cassie, and we'll hopefully have some fun with you guys. Maybe not, because it was a hot mess the last time. Let's just refer back to the Lily Melgar show, if anyone's interested. And well, the Lily Melgar show was not that bad. Refer back to the GH recap show of the week of whatever that week was, and you'll understand. And I also had the flu, so that was nice. Maybe I won't have the flu this time. Then September 7th is Cody's birthday, so he won't be here, but you guys can tweet at him anyways. And then September 15th is my birthday, and we're having an on-air party.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's all the announcements for now, I think.
But, you know,
I know I left something out.
Here, a fun fact here, I don't know what possessed me to plan the anniversary show the way I did, because frankly, I hate surprises.
Sucks to suck. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
It was your idea, son, and you've done it to me before. Like, you deserve this after what you did to me on my first ever show. Not that it's a bad thing, but like, after
the stuff
you
show.
Threw at me, you deserve this.
I actually told my acting class about that on Friday.
It was an acting class, and we had to talk about something that had happened to us, just, you know, like a little story. And I told them that, and everybody was amazed that, first of all, I'm obsessed with General Hospital. Second of all, they were all amazed that I had my own radio show. Third of all, they were amazed that I know some of the people from these shows. My teacher was kind of impressed, which was nice, because I'm kind of getting good. I'm in a new place. So
Right.
So, yeah, that was my little story that the queen, I'm going to call her that from now on. If I ever say the queen, I'm just talking about Kathleen Gatty.
Yeah.
The queen surprised me. And then Lily. We love Lily. I'm jealous. She's at the Teen Choice Awards right now. I'm so jealous of Lily. I don't know if Martha's there, too, but either way. We love Lily Melgar. We love
you,
girl.
And 9 times out of 10. Wherever Lily is, Martha's probably right behind her. 9 times out of 10, trust me.
I know they're like Fred and what's his name, Barney and Fred from the Flintstones.
Mm-hmm.
They're always together. I love
them. They're always
yep. Oh, and also, I did not propose to anyone on this show tonight. This is a new thing.
No, you didn't. I'm proud of you.
No, I didn't, and I'm not going to. I'm going to save
I'm proud
it
of you.
For.
You know.
I am okay. Can I just take a moment to explain how excited I am for Thursday? Yay. Jen. She's so sweet. I love her.
I love, you know, Jen Lilly, I love that lady to death. There's just not.
Who doesn't?
There's just not enough
okay.
words.
Okay, first of all, she's flawless. Let's talk about that.
Yes, she is.
She is like this perfect human specimen. She's so beautiful and she's so nice, and I have not found anything wrong with her yet, so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you know,
speaking of this just popped into my head. I'm sorry to interrupt. I know I do that. I'm sorry. But, okay, remember a while back on this, I don't know what soap magazine it was, but it was like an article about her, and like she's married, and she's been married for a while, and nobody knew.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read the article ever, so I definitely want to ask that on Thursday. So I never read the article.
Yeah,
all right, I'm going to write that down. It just came to me, so.
You know, I think it's out there online. I think you can Google something about that, and she tells the whole story.
Oh, well, but I could get a first-hand answer on Thursday night.
Right. You know,
I'll read the article, and then I'll ask, like, just, you know, to get perspective,
I'm just so incredibly excited to have Jen on with us. She's probably one of my favorite people in this world.
She's so beautiful. I just love her. Like, she just makes me smile.
And she's
like,
probably one of my favorite people in this world.
I know, like,
you know,
her tweets and, like, everything. She just makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested, on my YouTube channel, here's self-promotion, everyone. Like,
yep.
You know, shameless self-promotion. Everybody, hit me up on YouTube. It's at, well, it's not at anything because you don't have a handle on YouTube, but it's EmilyAngel0915, or you can just search Emily Corbett, whichever one. I have a Jen Lilly video that I did a while ago to the song Whistle by Flo Rida, so if you would like to see that, you can hit me up, Cody, and I will give you a link. You have?
I've seen that one.
You're on your game.
I've seen it.
I wonder if she saw it, because I tweeted it to her, and I know the stuff like that she does watch, so maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask
you know,
her.
I do know she has tweeted out a bunch of videos that a friend
yeah,
made
she
for,
watches the
on
she
days,
watches
yeah.
the Teresa videos, so. She probably saw it and just didn't have time to reply. That's what normally happens. I tweeted it to her a couple times just because I wanted her to see that I love her. So I'm going to ask, and if she has not seen it, I will send it to her. Just, even though it kind of sucks, I don't care. Just why not, you know?
Right, exactly.
You know how much of a perfectionist I am. So when I was in that video, you know, Jen used to be a blonde. I think she's a natural blonde. I could be mistaken, but she's naturally blonde, and she does. I think she's naturally blonde, and she dyes it brown.
Hmm.
And I always thought she was natural brunette, but she's actually a blonde, everyone. So she was a blonde for a few months. When she was playing Maxie, well, it was more than a few months, but Maxie Jones on General Hospital, she went back to being blonde. So when I was making that video, half the stuff was blonde Jen and half of it was brunette Jen, and that was really driving me crazy that it was half brunette Jen and half blonde Jen.
Half blonde,
yeah. Brunette again, but... Half the time she's blonde, and oh well. I think she's naturally. I'm gonna ask Matt too. I think she's naturally blonde, and she dyes it brown. I don't know where I read that, but I feel like I have.
Hmm.
But anyway,
you know.
Yeah, she's not. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I think they're relevant in the grand scheme of life.
I'm trying my best to set up something for Tuesday. with another singer, hopefully. So.
Oh, you told me that. I just totally forgot. That would be awesome. I'll
I'm trying my best.
Find somebody good if we can. We'll work on it. So maybe we'll find someone.
Yeah.
Anyway, so do we have anything else important? I feel like. If not, we can always BS it on Tuesday. Just kidding. We're not going to do that. That's just traumatic.
Yeah, that would be, yeah. If the Tuesday thing doesn't work out, we won't
I have an idea,
have a show
but
on
I'll
Tuesday.
Text it to you because I don't want to, like, air it.
Right.
So I'll text
but,
you my idea later.
If the Tuesday thing that doesn't work out, we won't have a show on Tuesday. So.
Unless he likes my idea that I'm going to text him after the show, but
exactly.
You never know.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I think we should just stop because this is getting out of hand.
Yeah, it's getting a little monotonous, isn't it?
It is, but it always does. If you're still listening this far into the archive, God bless you and we love you.
Thank you.
Thank
I think I'm going to...
I love that you were just like, thank you, and that was all you said.
Thank you. Oh, man.
Sometimes you say the funniest stuff, and you don't even have to try. It's just so fun to be friends with Cody, everyone. It's just fun.
I think I'm going to let you go, and I'll be looking for that text.
All right, cool. Talk to you later.
Bye, girl. I hope you guys enjoyed our little chat with singer-songwriter Lauren Danae. You know, I have to tell you, this is the first time I've ever spoken to her, and she's just a doll. She's one of the nicest, sweetest ladies probably ever. You guys, I heard all our announcements. I'm just going to run through them again. Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, we have none other than my lovely and talented friend, Miss Jen Lilly. It's been over a year and a half since we had a Jen on the show, and I'm super excited to I'll be able to chat with her and see what she's been up to since she's been airing on Dave. And like I said, I'm working on something for Tuesday. If it happens, I'll let you know. And with that, I think I'm going to in the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.